about him?
He just wants to hear Floyd. Well, it's Floyd. I like to hear Floyd, too.
Maybe Floyd ought to give him a little pitch. Yeah.
No.
You know what I think?
Sanchez. That's gross.
You know what I think would be fun is after all this is done, if this caller got a little visit from John Wayne Gacy, killed him.
Hello. I don't think it's appropriate to talk about Andy Griffith characters with the passing of Ernest T. Bass.
Right. You're just showing off now, Mike. You're just showing off.
Like salt is falling from the sky in every wound as he rubs it in.
And you know what? Rob was right. We were talking about this before the show. I'd even give you more props if I didn't hate Ernest T. Bass because he's associated with the Darlings.
You didn't like the Darlings on Mayberry?
Whenever Andy and Mayberry's on and the Darlings are on, change-o, channel-o.
You have to admit that character of Ernest T. Bass was funny, though.
Nope.
Because you didn't think he was funny?
Too associated with the Darlings.
Great music.
You know what? You know the thing I like? It was the only character that added a real element of danger to the Andy Griffith show.
Because you never knew when he was going to go crazy and go rape somebody.
It could happen.
Ernest T.
Ernest T. Boy, you really do hate the Darlings.
It was a color.
There is never rape in Mayberry, Mike.
But in a color episode, he raped MB.
But Ernest T. Bass would come down from the mountains. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Andy would always go to see them, and he'd be real nervous about what to do. And that was the element of danger.
Stupid Darlings.
They were hillbillies.
Denver Pyle.
Dangerous hillbillies.
Oh, a pox on him.
It was more actually, in reality, it was more dangerous in Emmett's back room.
Who was the father? Wasn't the father Uncle Jesse?
Yeah, it was Denver Pyle.
Denver Pyle.
That's who I just said. I hate the Darlings.
I didn't know that was the actor's name.
Hello.
He confused me because there was a Gomer Pyle character.
Yes, right? And he was also on Andy of Mayberry, and he was okay.
Denver Pyle.
Even though he loves macadamia nuts, and I mean he loves the nuts, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All the Darlin' boys were played by the Dillards.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
And now you.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, that guy Chris is a tard.
Is a tard?
Is a tard.
Now, this is George from the contest also. I'm a tard, too, but I couldn't have stood to have that thing on my head for another second.
But he's going to be going to Las Vegas.
He's a tard that's going on a first-class trip to Vegas.
And you're not.
Does he have a job? How did he manage to keep that on there all weekend?
Does he have a job?
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Neither one of the guys were
employed.
He's
one of the great soon-to-be 7%.
And that's the key to winning any contest on the show. Be unemployed.
Be unemployed. You got all the time in the world.
Joe should be ready to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Let's go downstairs right now. To Joe Ardinger.
This music is killing me.
Mike, it's a serious time on the show.
And now, he's about to be hosed.
Hello, Joe.
Joe Ardinger, come in, please. I saw Joe walking down to the basement, and he's probably on, the third step.
How long ago did you see him walking down?
About 10 minutes ago.
Oh, Rob is up. Who are you calling?
Calling for the traffic lady, but he's
Tony. Tony Diggs has made his way into the studio.
Hi, Tony. What's happening?
It's another great day where we...
How's it going, Tony?
It's going fine. I have him in the rec room. Do you have the right thing up on the board?
I don't know. Do we have...
I think so. Collector.
Well, let's check.
How are we doing on that streaming, Tony?
We'll look now.
your show's not long enough.
All right, we're checking it right now.
He's looking at all the stuff.
And it could be Joe...
Tony Diggs, our main man.
Yeah, were you on the phone with Joe, Rob?
No.
So he's looking at all the buttons. He's making sure
here comes Beth Ann. We're all in here now. Why? Who's downstairs?
Boy, it smells like Christmas morning in here now with all these people in here after that crappy food.
Christmas morning.
You know, it smells like people.
I know.
Like too many excited people in a room at one time.
Hi, the B-side of news.
Hi, B-A.
Bye.
B-A. Helen, what do you need?
Helen!
What's happening, Helen?
I'm here. I've seen what's going on.
It's hot. You know why it's hot? You just walked in the room.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
There he is. There's Joe.
How many days?
Thank you, Tony.
How many days in a row have you been wearing those corduroy pants now?
Jeez. Four. I don't wear them on the weekend.
4 days.
For my work pants.
I wear a nice, sensible sundress.
Yeah, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Is it too much to ask that one day you'd wear a dress to work? Have you ever worn a dress to work?
Yeah, not
when?
Here.
So you've been here a year.
In grammar school.
How about a week of dresses for spring?
If you buy them, I'll wear them.
No, how much per dress? What's the allowance you want?
Here's the thing.
$30
a dress. That's $150.
I'll pay for that. If you'll wear them for a week.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
All right, good.
Okay.
Done and done. When does it start?
See you at the dress barn.
Huh?
Whenever you want.
Tomorrow.
Oh, not for the pocketbook.
Tomorrow.
Come over here, my lady.
Darling?
Yeah?
You need to be in a dress.
Why?
Because you're a girl. You're a girl. You need to be in a dress.
The compromise is now that we have Joe, we don't have Buzz.
What do you
they
mean?
Were sharing a fader on the
what
board.
Are you doing? Are you doing the joke again that Buzz is dead?
No, no, yeah. No. Buzz is with us, but...
I've just given Beth... Excuse me, Rob. I'm handing out cash. I've just given Beth Ann the cash, and she is going to go buy a week's worth of dresses.
Can it start Monday?
Uh-oh. No.
Oh,
it has to start tomorrow.
I have to go shopping here.
No.
Come on.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Don't show up for work tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with curlers.
Go out tomorrow morning. Come into work a little later.
Come into
and
work.
And treat yourself. Don't give me
Monday.
Back the money.
Beth Ann.
Monday.
Take the money.
Monday.
Get yourself something pretty.
Monday.
Get yourself something pretty.
Malls are open until 9.
Go buy yourself a nice dress. Come on. Show up to work tomorrow in a dress. Thank you.
Enjoy yourself. Get out of here.
Just buy one.
Sometimes you just have to be firm.
Just buy one.
God.
For God's sake.
Something thrilling.
It is 150 degrees in here.
It is.
Why?
The air conditioner was not working this weekend. I'm sure they thought it was working.
Sexy.
See, it's the timing. See, normally Mother Nature is throwing 90-degree days at us at this time of year. So the air conditioning is, I think, on a timer to go out.
Exactly.
To go on the fritz.
Joe?
Yes.
Ah. Here he is, everybody, joining us from down in the parking garage in the bowels.
You know, this would also be a good week to have Joe in his suit.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that.
I know, but he owes us one.
Hey, Joe?
Sure.
You're going to wear a suit this week?
Will you wear a suit this week?
Yeah.
How about a bow tie?
It'd have to be a clip-on.
That'd be fine.
That'd be all right.
Like a Pee Wee Herman suit would be handy.
Well, I don't have a gray suit. I have a blue suit.
You have a blue suit?
Mm-hmm.
You wear a red bow tie?
Sure.
Joe, you got the prison hose down there?
Yeah. I was moved over closer to the equipment, but yes, the hose is out.
And is our big winner, Chris, ready to unveil whatever he's got doing down there?
No, he's not here yet.
Oh, he's not there yet.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll come back to you. I think it's a better use of the switch to turn it back over to the one where there's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Buzz, do you know where Chris is?
No, I really don't. I'm guessing he's dead.
I didn't know.
Did you buy a new necklace?
No, actually, it was a gift.
Oh, all right.
I didn't know it was either or that we had to talk to either Joe or to Buzz.
Buzz.
Hi. This is the crazy way the equipment is.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful necklace, Buzz.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I like it a lot.
Hey, guys.
There.
Hey.
Hey, Bobby.
What? Hello.
Hey, guy. Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Tom Davin.
Tom.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you.
Hi, Tom.
Good. How's it going?
Good. Hey, Robbie.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Tom. What, Tom?
Hey,
what?
Rob.
What?
I saw your friend, Justin Stark up in Vienna.
Oh, that's great.
There you are.
Hey, Joe.
Hello?
Joe. Hello, Joe.
I like the fishies. What do you like?
Hi.
No.
Hello.
No.
Hello. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Where's Charlie?
He's not here today.
Yes, he is.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Charlie is here. Because
Charlie.
Because Mike is Charlie. Oh. Stew on that, you tardy.
Oh, stop.
Wow.
Stop. Call the tooth fairy. Call the tooth fairy about that one.
Hey, Jake, you got the hose ready?
Shut up, tard.
Watch it.
Stop it.
It's
the king of a week.
Watch it.
I don't feel like coddling God's waiting room here.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Tard,
here?
Joe ain't here. He's downstairs.
Oh, watch it.
Watch it. Right. That's
thank
right,
you.
Tom. Right.
Watch it, guys.
Wait. What?
You have flustered him. Listen,
yes.
And he me.
I know.
I'm sorry. No. The ugly truth comes out. I can coddle him no more. Tom, I'll tell you something. Every time you've called and said, where's Charlie? He's always sitting in the room. I'm always looking right at him.
He knows that.
I know. There's Charlie right there.
He knows that. I've done it to his face. It's not like the big revelation.
Yeah.
It is.
It's not a given, though.
But he still likes Charlie.
Yes, yes he does.
He's not.
Hi, Tom.
Hi,
Tom. La, la, la. La, la, la.
Hey, Tom.
Who is that talking? Who is that was just talking to you?
Charlie.
No, who was it really?
Mike.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Roar!
I don't know.
Yes, now stop it. Stop it, you. Stop be nice. What? Be nice to Tom.
Yeah, be nice to me. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah, hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy. Yeah, be nice to me. Hey, Buzz. How are you, buddy?
There you go.
Hey, you still smoking those weed things?
There you go. He's still smoking those weed things.
Let's say no.
The present we gave you.
Uh-huh. That's what? It.
It's
the
hot in here.
We gave you.
It is getting so hot.
Thank
in
you
here.
For that present.
Tired doc.
I'll go to tired doc.
Oh, stop it.
Tom, do you like candy?
Yeah.
Like sweet tarts?
No.
Oh dear. Now double team him. That's nice. What brave souls.
What
bravery.
Listen to Rob.
What about Pop Tarts? You ever like those?
When can I come in?
How about tomorrow?
How about never?
Watch it.
Hey Tom, do you speak any Spanish?
No.
Buenos tardes.
Oh.
Buenos tardes. Jeez.
He's having fun. Roar!
Oh, goddamn.
Okay. Oh, goddamn.
Hey, goddamn it. All right, Tom.
Goddamn it.
Love you, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
What?
You know how they punish people in the Old West?
What?
They'd have them tarred and feathered.
Okay. No, they don't. They have peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, that's right. God damn it.
God damn it.
You got an error, Tom.
God damn it, Tom.
I damn it, Don.
Oh, we're having fun now, aren't we, Tom?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we are.
Why do you...
Oh,
you okay?
Oh, no.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah,
oh, dear.
He's fine.
He's okay.
I hope you don't get tartbergliosis.
Oh, God.
God.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's easy, as Three Dog Night sang, it's easy to be tarred.
Watch it.
Watch it, see?
It's been a tarred day.
Watch it.
Don't forget, when you're done with Tom, you might want to get in touch with Joe Tardinger.